Mission Network News, 4.5-minute version for Tuesday, August 2nd, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. Christians hold youth camps in violence-plagued Chechnya. Believers are a witness to other humanitarian groups in Sierra Leone, and a 15-year-old project is still producing spiritual fruit. These stories and more straight ahead on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. A Russian soldier was killed and two wounded when special forces were ambushed by Chechen rebels in the mountains last week. Despite those dangers, Christians are in the country holding Christian summer youth camps. Russian ministry Sergei Rakuba says it's an answer to prayer.
The first time since the war started in Chechnya, since 92, there was a Christian camp held right in its capital, Grozny. And a Russian ministry's team traveled there from Vladikavkaz to spend a week with children from Muslim families, actually.
Many of these children have never known peace. Rakuba says there's a reason they went to Grozny.
We came to build a bridge of peace. We tell them that, you know, Jesus, that's who commanded us to do this. For the first time, you know, they hear about hope in Jesus, and we know that the seed that will be planted by our team there into their hearts will grow.
Prayer is needed for the team members' safety and funding to hold more camps. Meanwhile, Slavic Gospel Association is asking Christians around the world to pray for the country of Kazakhstan as the country may begin clamping down on their new religion law. It was signed into law last month. According to SGA's Joel Griffith, it's restrictive to all religions.
The basic provisions of this new law include a ban on all unregistered religious activity. It restricts missionary activity to licensed missionaries only. It requires prior censorship of missionaries' literature. It calls for fines and possible deportation of foreign nationals who violate these restrictions.
Griffith, reading from a statement from the president of the Baptist Union in Kazakhstan, Franz Thiessen, believers are very concerned.
We're especially concerned about a provision regarding the religious instruction of children. The terms used here are not clearly defined, and they're going to need careful examination. The new law also requires non-commercial organizations receiving funds from foreign sources to report to authorities how those funds are going to be used.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Small business loans are an agent of economic transformation in Africa. World Hope deals with 8,000 clients in their Hope Micro program in Sierra Leone. Instead of just giving handouts, the small loans empower people to take ownership, says World Hope's Richard Schroeder.
With microfinance, there's this amazing ability for a contribution of $100 to go to places where it's most in need, and it is lent out and it comes back in. And so the money is never really spent, but it's used.
As World Hope ministers Christ's love to those in need, Schroeder says they're impacting not only clients, but also secular agencies working there.
When they see the work that we do, they value it and they appreciate it. But then they also recognize that we are kind of the development arm of the Christian church in Sierra Leone, that we seek to express this desire to help the poor.
And God's word doesn't change. That's evident by a report from Audio Scripture Ministries' Tom Dudenhofer, who says West Africa is seeing a great response to their scripture on tape.
We've just begun to receive some reports back from a distribution in the area of Burkina Faso. The power of God's word just keeps repeating itself as it calls people from demon worship, as it brings people to Jesus Christ in ways that we can't even begin to imagine.
Dudenhofer says this harvest in Burkina Faso is not a result of a new translation project.
In this particular case, the audio scriptures were recorded almost 15 years ago. Once God's word is put into audio in many of these third world countries, it becomes a very important tool for evangelism, church building, and for edification of the believers.
Funding is needed to do even more translation work. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sat7's free Atlas of Changed Lives is available by calling our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It tells amazing stories of how God uses Sat7 to change hearts and lives, which makes a great prayer guide for the Middle East and North Africa. That's Sat7's Atlas of Changed Lives at 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.